the last couple of years now, when I was younger, it wasn't something I thought about much, but over the last couple of years, I've been working with Thomas Pringle now for the last 12 years. And just seeing what goes on locally and working with the people, you know, around Donegal, the whole of Donegal, but especially around South Donegal, where I come from, and I just thought that's a good enough opportunity to, you know, put my name forward and see what happens, you know.
And what are the issues currently facing the people of South Donegal?
I think that issues facing people in Donegal, the same as the issues facing everybody in the country. Housing, of course, being a big issue. The lack of housing, lack of council housing, lack of houses to rent. And it goes issues, usual social welfare issues and things like that. You know, the healthcare, massive issue, like, as well, you know. I think it's countrywide. The same problems are everywhere, like, you know.
And Jimmy, you mentioned your time working with Deputy Thomas Pringle. I suppose... Deputy Pringle he's kind of really established himself as a, I suppose, very strong voice for the South Donegal region, and you'll be hoping maybe to do the same if you were elected onto the council?
Yeah, well, that's my intention. You know, at the end of the day, you know, as you say, Thomas has been a great voice for Donegal over the last year, you know, number of years, you know, in the council before he was elected to the Dáil, you know, and I just think that, you know, we need a strong voice in South Donegal, like, you know, and listen, I've been listening to what Thomas has been saying, I fully support him, you know, and you know, I'll be hopefully following his footsteps and, you know, doing the best for the people in Donegal, like, you know, if I'm elected, then hopefully I will, you know.